Now to a topic that is rarely covered by mainstream media. The United States doesn't want the world to know this. It's supposed to be a secret. Even the Pentagon has denied it, but America has been involved in special operations in several African countries like Somalia, Kenya, and Niger. The obvious question is, what is the U.S. up to in those countries?
A new revelation shows the U.S. military is secretly playing a more direct role in operations against what's been described as suspected terrorists in Africa. Reports say the U.S. Special Operations teams, under a set of classified programs, have a strong participation in combat raids by African troops in multiple countries. They include Somalia, Kenya, Tunisia, and Niger. The Pentagon has so far failed to acknowledge this, but it appears that the secret Africa involvement program started during the tenure of former U.S. President Barack Obama and has been continuing until today. There are now concerns that the involvement of American special forces in African countries would undermine their sovereignty.
Well, first of all, they don't want the American public to know about it, and in fact, they don't even want the American Congress to know about it. There was an American soldier that was killed, I think, in the Congo, maybe about a month ago, and it was a shock to the congressman that the United States had combat troops on the ground in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The United States have soldiers in it's over 100 countries around the world, so it's really staggering. Some are symbolic, they're helping the economies, but a lot of them are actually propping up dictators and corrupt, ruthless regimes.
The Secret Africa Program, which is carried out under a legal authority known as Section 127E, follows years of strong presence by the U.S. military in Afghanistan and Iraq. Based on it, the African governments essentially loan out units of their militaries for American commando teams to use as surrogates to hunt militants. Supporters of the program say having Americans plan and retain operational control of Africa missions gives them greater ability to strike quickly against threats, but they never reveal the true nature of the missions to critics in the U.S. and abroad.
Now, the U.S. Africa program is supposed to be secret in nature, as I said. It involves direct combat raids in which the United States military basically fights alongside the army of that country. Now, what is wrong with that? Just think about it. The United States can not only influence the army in its mission, but it can then penetrate the country's military to the point that the respective country could lose its military independence.
The revelations about the U.S. military's secret involvement in Africa follow reports of growing American casualties in the continent, and this has already made the Pentagon scramble to explain what its fallen commandos had been doing in African countries like Niger, many Americans have never heard of. But the full nature of the missions the commandos were involved in still remain unclear for unknown reasons.
Now, Africa is a treasure trove of minerals and raw materials and stuff, and it's a great prize. The Americans have seemed to be focusing more on Africa. They realize that they're not going to get away with their game plan for Syria and even Iraq, but there's 6,000 troops in Libya, for example, guarding a pipeline. The Americans weren't actually involved in the attack on Libya, but their allies, the British, the French, and the Italians, were. But as soon as Gaddafi was more or less was murdered, they sent troops in to guard the pipeline in Libya. So you have troops that are on the ground, special operations forces, and SEAL teams that are operating, and we may never hear of them, but they are intervening for whatever reasons, and that usually is for geopolitical reasons with the United States government and its allies in the multinational corporation community.
There have already been speculations that the world's biggest army is trying to seek influence in other countries. But what many want to know is the reason why the Pentagon is focused on Africa at the present time. And with that, it is essentially believed that exploiting the natural resources of target countries is essentially the primary objective.